Good morning and welcome to worship. Today we are celebrating the day of Pentecost. This is a day where when we meet together, we often encourage the wearing of red. We sing songs of flames of fire. We talk about the breath of God. This season, I am encouraging us to go in a slightly different direction, because we have spent the Easter season focusing on the gospel. I am going to take us again to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, for the majority of our reading today. Now, this is a passage you may remember from the second Sunday of Easter, when we talked about doubt. But today we are going to look at the importance of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Also, be aware that we will be turning to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Traditionally, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21 is a reading for Pentecost. That is the reading that we get those flames of fire. And it is in every lectionary year, just like we have Luke 2 on Christmas Eve. It is that intentional, this is important. And we're going to touch on that, but we are going to finish out our gospel reading, that John reading, so that we hear how we as the church are supposed to respond. Join with me now in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. This is from the New Revised Standard Version. The Gospel of John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The word of God for the people of God. As we take this time, soak in that message, that breathing breath. In the past few months, we have become more and more aware about the power of breath. The power of what can be contained in our breath. And in these recent days, we have begun to fear the breath of one another. Fear the disease that could come by respiratory droplets. But it is not fear that Jesus is giving. Jesus is breathing life, is breathing the Holy Spirit. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The disciples had the opportunity to accept that breath, that gift. We know in sharing breath and is sharing life, is sharing risk. Jesus breathed freely. I invite you now to turn with me to that traditional passage for this day. And we're just going to read the first four verses, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. From John 20, it's likely one or two pages if you have a study Bible that has big introductions at the beginning of chapters. It may be three or four pages, but it's the next book in the traditional ordering. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it had filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them. A tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And it goes on from there. So we have these two images of receiving the Holy Spirit. Intimate. Breath breathed. And almost violent. Flames from heaven. With a violent wind. We know violent wind, and we see the damage that can be caused by flame. We know how rapidly when flame and violent wind come together, land is scorched. Air quality becomes where we can't breathe. So what do we take from this? And this passage paired with our gospel reading, how do we understand the Holy Spirit? A gift with us, encouraging us. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is the correlation between these two stories. With Jesus or after Jesus had gone, there was a need for the Holy Spirit. That need to be sent into the world with the Holy Spirit. Just as Christ greeted them, peace be with you, and they didn't understand until they saw he was the Christ. And then he said, peace be with you, and they got it. When we share the peace of Christ with one another, is it the shaking of hands and hugs and those things we really miss right now, but just a social opportunity? Or is sharing the peace of Christ, this deep understanding that we get from John 20 and then see throughout Acts and the rest of the epistles as the peace of Christ being the encapsulation of the gospel? Of I'm sharing Christ with you. Breathing in the Holy Spirit so that we can share the love of Christ. Witness to who Jesus is as the revelation of God in these times. And that is our imperative as a community of faith, as people of faith. That when we breathe in the Holy Spirit, we then share the peace of Christ. That when we breathe in the breath of God, sweet songs of praise then leave our lips. When we take time, we see that receiving the Holy Spirit allows us to move into a place of forgiveness, not of judgment. In neither of these passages are we called to judge. Yet often what the Christian community is known for is judging, infighting, and inaction. So as we go from this place today, my encouragement to you as the community of faith is have a mission. Be filled with this mission of being for Christ, sharing that peace of Christ that has been breathed into us. The Holy Spirit was not just given to the disciples in the upper room at the one point in John. The Holy Spirit also came down upon this crowd the day of Pentecost in Acts. And we see other acts of the Holy Spirit, those full measures of God's grace being lived out in the world. If we have breathed in the Holy Spirit as a faith community, we should be for Christ. And that should be our identity, not what we are against, not squabbles, not just thoughts and prayers, but intentional action that backs up our words. As we go from this place this day, as we live into Pentecost, as we leave the season of Easter, we remember we don't leave because Christ is no longer risen. We move on from the season of Easter because we have work to get done. As a community of faith, we are sharing the peace of Christ with the world. The revelation of God as revealed to us through Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.